So these adrenal glands are really, really important. So how are we going to take care of them? Well, I already taught you earlier. What's the number one way you're going to take care of your adrenal glands? You're going to eat every 2 to 3 hours. And what are we going to eat? What three things? Protein, carb, fat. Okay. What else could we do? Exercise. Now, wouldn't exercise be a stressor? I don't know what trainer you have. I'm actually coming up and down the stairs every time. I'm like, oh, quads are killing me. Is exercise a stressor? If you're walking, is it a stressor? If you're training for a marathon, is it a stressor? Okay. So now we have to qualify the exercise. You want to know the fastest way to lose weight? Exercise? You want my tips? Here it is. I'm not kidding you. You do this every time, it'll just melt off. But it's hard. I'm not going to tell you it's easy. There's no easy way. Interval training. Every time. There are so many studies about interval training out that show prolonged weight loss even long after the exercise has ceased. Interval training just means that you push your heart rate up and then you let it recover. And then you push it back up and then you let it recover. And you push it back up and you let it recover. Is that a stressor? Okay, maybe it is a little bit of a stressor, but am I pushing it up and running a marathon? That's a stressor. Because am I allowing myself any kind of recovery? See, I'm not letting the body recover, but if I push it and then I get my breath back so my heart is not pounding out of my chest, and then I push it again, and then I recover. It's actually very awakening, enlivening, and very good for your body to do that. It's not a stressor to do that. But long distance running, marathon training, 2 hours of lifting weights, those are stressors. And what do you think will happen to cortisol when you do that? Okay, what happens? The first thing that happens with a stressor, what's this hormone? Adrenaline. Stress, exercise, and then what's cortisol doing? It's trying to stabilize you. And how long are you exercising? An hour, two, three, four. You're going for a five-hour run. That means cortisol has to be for that whole 5 hours secreting. Because is the adrenaline high? Right? Isn't that what they say, runner's high? You run and run and run, and you get that euphoric, you know, all those endorphins, those good-feeling chemicals are like, woo, yeah. But your poor little adrenal glands are